Simen Lamed Ches Sefei Ovel B'Yom Rishon Osel Liach Tfilin Kan Ve'ela Chayv Afilu Bo Porim Chadoshes. The first day of Avelis, which is the day that the Kavura happened, it's also for the Ovel to put on Tfilin, even after the Kavura. The other days of Avelis is Chayv and Tfilin. There are opinions that if the Kavura was not the same day as the Misa, then after the Kavura that day he is Chayv and Tfilin, but the Mishnah Paskin is not like that. He Paskins that the day of the Kavura, even the Kavura is at night, the entire day Ovel is potter from Tfilin. Sivav, Tisha B'Av, Chayovim B'Tfilin. Tisha B'Av is not more chomer than the rest of the days of Avelis, and therefore Ovel is Chayiv in Tfilin. As we know, the minhag is to put the man after Chatzos. Siv Zayin, Achosim B'Shushvinov, Achosim, the people that are Sameach with him, Achob Ne'achup Pturim, Mishum Tashir, Shriah Shichrus V'Kaz Rosh, that generally in a state of partial drunkenness and lightheadedness. The Ma'aseh, the Mishnah brings the truth. Sarah Mother says nowadays, Chosin is Chayiv and Kriyishma and Tfilah, and the Leilo, the whole B'nai Achupa are Chayiv. Magid Ram is Mesupik about this din. At the time of the Mishnah itself, there's more reason to Pater because of the Shichris. And he says that at the time of the Suda itself, person is Makil to Pater all the people involved in the Suda from Tfilah, has what to rely on. But the Ma'aseh, the Nagoyin is mashma, one should not be mekel in respect to tefillah. The Maisa, the minig, brought down various achareinim, is that the chosen and everybody do put on tefillin, the kriya shema, and also daven the entire period of time of the Shevar Brachos. Siv ches, koyse tefillin umezuzes, hein, v'tagarei, v'tagarei, tagarei, v'chaloiz kemelech ha-shamayim, p'turim, v'anoches tefillin kol ha-yoyim, shuz b'shaz kriya shema u'tefillin. The person who writes tefillin or sells the tefillin and mezuzes are considered oisik v'mitzvah. And as long as they're involved in the mitzvah, the potter from tefillin, and they should only put it on the time of Kriya Shema and tefillah. The Ma'aseh Mishnah Berurah explains that they're considered oisek b'mitzvah only if they're doing it to provide people that would not have it otherwise. If they're doing it just for a business, then they're not considered oisek b'mitzvah. If somebody is going on a trip and they will not have the tefillin time unless the sefer continues writing, then he's considered oisek b'mitzvah. Also, if you don't have this pressing situation, then it's considered oisek b'mitzvah only if he started writing before the Zman Kriya Shema. But if the Zman Kriya Shema came before he started writing, he should first take Kriya Shema, daven with his tefillin on, and afterwards he should start writing. The concept of oisek b'mitzvah, part of the mitzvah, applies only in the case where getting involved in the second mitzvah will take him away to a certain degree, even not fully, but distract him from the first mitzvah. The fact that the person is just doing a mitzvah, for example, the person is wearing tefillin or tzitzis, doesn't bother him from any mitzvahs.